Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good.
Yeah.
Happy October.
Yay.
What are you doing in October?
Watching Goosebumps.
The whole month? Every day?
Yeah, every day.
How many seasons are there?
There's like three. I have to restart them. Go to the beginning. Oh, I also like to make pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, you got to drop some off.
I will.
I know you don't listen, but whenever I listen, I'm going to remind you to drop some off.
Because I will. They're so good.
Oh, love cookies. Pumpkin chocolate chip cookies have to be the best cookie.
Really? They really are.
They really are.
And they stay soft because of the pumpkin
so
in there.
Soft. Oh, I love them. I want some now.
I refuse to eat them outside of October, though.
Why?
Because I like it to be an October thing.
That's
you know?
Fair. What about September?
No.
November?
No. October only.
Oh, that's okay, I guess. I'll eat them as soon as they start selling them at Safeway.
Yeah.
I will eat them.
I just like to have a special October treat.
That's fair. That's fair. Hopefully by October. Let's see. My great-great-grandmother is having her 100th birthday party.
Oh, wow.
I may
is
or may not.
Is it a rager?
It's in Texas.
Oh.
And I may or may not be attending. I haven't decided. It also depends on when Christina's coming to visit.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know. Everybody that lives, my family that lives down there, like, against the vaccine,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to take, like, a two-month-old down there.
Yeah.
And deal with that. Although I feel like I should because she's turning 100 and, it, like, when am I going to see all these family members again? But
you can Zoom in.
That's true. Yeah. You know, it is technology time.
Technology times.
That's so fair. Thank you.
You'll have a little one to think about. So I don't think anyone, well, I don't know your family, but I don't think they would be mad.
Well, to put it this way, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. Only my dad's going to hear this. they've never come up to visit us.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ever. Not even like not for my wedding. Not for any reason.
Yeah.
And it's not that they don't travel. They travel constantly.
They just avoid you,
they
specifically.
They just don't come here to visit us, which is fine. You can have your own prerogative. But my dad goes down there like every year for Thanksgiving. And I have stopped because I have other things to do.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Last year, was it Thanksgiving? I was here by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took care of my household, my mom's household, and my sister's household, including the goats.
Why didn't you come over to my house? I don't remember why. There was a reason.
Because I was driving all day.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I was going to go see the goats with you, and then I didn't wake up on time.
Yeah. I literally did not sit down. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I must have gotten pregnant.
Nice.
Yeah. It was the goats.
It was the goats' fault. Not fault. I don't mean it like that. I mean, it was goat magic.
It was goat magic. Goat good luck.
Goat luck.
Goat luck.
Aww.
That can be your episode title. I have no idea what this episode's about. So we'll see if it makes sense.
Okay. I mean, it makes a little bit of sense, considering the overall
theme.
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay. Well, happy October.
All right.
I hope you're eating pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Absolutely.
And sharing them with me.
You will be.
I hope I'm trying not to freak out, but also getting in the spooky season.
Yeah.
I hope I have like 8 baby costumes.
Oh my God.
Or 31.
We should do a baby fashion show. We should have a Halloween party. But it's just a baby fashion show.
Yeah,
she puts on a new costume and comes out, we all clap.
Yeah, and take pictures.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I would love that.
She's gonna be so cute.
Aww.
And I'll save every one of them and I'll look back at them in 20 years and cry.
Anyway. Can she be peas for one of them? I love when babies are peas.
I don't think Michael would have an issue with that one.
Okay.
But then I would want to be peas, so we could be 2 peas.
I was almost peas a few years ago, but the costume was like $70. So
$70?
Maybe I'll find it before October and I'll buy it.
Gee, we'll all be peas.
We'll all be peas. We should do it.
Such a stupid theme. Not even anything like really cute, like puppies. No, peas.
We're peas. We're a salad, but only peas.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, welcome. Happy bonus episode. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
Let's get started.
Okay. Danielle Harkins was a literacy teacher at Lealman and Asian Neighborhood Family Center.
Okay.
She was recently divorced from her husband, George. They had two children, a 4-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. Mm. Records show that Harkins was the defendant in a sexual violence injunction that was dismissed in January. In August, she filed a domestic violence injunction against her husband, which was also dismissed.
Oh.
So who knows what's happening there?
I mean, domestic violence, probably.
Yeah.
Hey, Skeeter.
Hey.
He said he wants to dress up as a pea, too.
Can I be peas?
He said he'll be one pea, a one single pea.
Aw, we get him a little pea hat.
He would hate that. But it would look really cute. It'd bring out the green in his eyes.
Aw.
Skeeter, he said it's almost dinner time.
Cutie. Lisa Cope, Harkins' next-door neighbor for the past 4 years, said the last time she saw her, Harkins had taken an interest in extreme religious beliefs.
Oh.
She was my friend, Cope said. She cried on my shoulder when she and her husband were getting a divorce. Cope didn't know what to make of her neighbor's newfound religious interest. She told me I was okay. Cope said she didn't have any demons. Oh, she said I didn't have any demons.
Okay.
Huh. On June 9th, 2012, Harkins started a fire near the St. Petersburg Pier. She was preparing a cleansing ritual for herself and some former students.
Okay.
Danielle Harkins told the kids they needed to rid their bodies of demons as the group gathered before dusk Saturday around a small fire.
How old are these students?
I don't know how old they are, because I think they're minors, so they're, like, protected.
Protected.
Yeah.
But how...
They're former students. Oh, one of them's 17, so they're probably around that age.
Okay. So, teens.
Yeah.
Still creepy.
Very creepy.
Oh, okay.
They should cut their skin to let evil spirits out, police said, she told the children.
Oh.
Then they needed to burn the wounds to ensure that those spirits would not return.
I mean, cauterizing wounds is a smart idea.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
He doesn't like this story.
No, he doesn't.
During the ritual, Harkins used a lighter in an attempt to brand one of her former students. After the wind blew out the flame, she decided to pour perfume on him as an accelerant.
Oh.
And her plan worked too well.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The fire was so intense that it caused second-degree burns on the student's hand.
Oh my god.
Another student received a slash on the throat from a jagged piece of a broken bottle. After cutting the student, Harkins used a burning key to cauterize the wound.
Ew.
Yep.
Oh my god.
A spokesperson for the police said that the students who participated in the ritual were loyal to their former teacher and didn't talk about the event.
Why?
Isn't that creepy?
Why? That's insane.
The bizarre piece of this puzzle is how on board the students appeared to be with their ex-teacher. Even though she obviously committed ritualistic abuse, they still didn't give any information to the police about her previous activity. The only student that offered anything to the press was Stephen Chanthalima, 17, who said, I'm fine. All I know is she's in custody.
Okay.
Without any of the students coming forward and admitting to anything else happening to them, the only thing people can do is speculate on the nature of Harkin's crime. In the time she had with the students, she was able to isolate and groom them into caring for her, or at least into believing all her weird blood ritual talk.
Okay.
After the ritual ended, no one ran home to tell their parents or called the cops. It appeared as if all the students believed what Miss Harkins was doing was completely normal.
Did they go to the hospital to get their wounds checked?
I don't think so.
Not even the kid with the second degree burn?
I don't believe he did.
Oh my god.
After the incident blew up in the press, many of the students present didn't even want to talk about the ritual or their former teacher. However, One of the students brought the ritual up to a friend after the night of the incident via text. That friend, smartly, immediately told their parents, who called the police.
Uh-huh.
It's possible, if that one student hadn't told their friend, Harkins would have continued this pattern of abuse until someone died.
Wow.
After the story about her teenage blood ritual got out, Harkins was arrested on one count of child abuse.
What?
And one count of aggravated battery.
Is it because they didn't press charges?
I think it's just because they wouldn't talk about it.
Wow.
She was put on leave from her teaching position and held
on. She's still an active teacher? Oh my God.
And held on $55,000 bail. At the time of her arrest, police were hoping the students who were involved in the ritual would give them more information. If they were letting her cut them up and light them on fire, she was likely...
That's the most insane sentence!
She was likely doing something else that they didn't know about. Unfortunately, none of the teens were talking, so no one knows what else might she have...
She might have
So
been.
No one knows what else she might have been doing. As of 2014, Harkins was released from prison on her own recognizance.
So do they think it was like something gross sexual happening?
I don't know. I have no idea. So my sources are an article on Tampa Bay Times by Dan Sullivan and Ranker.com.
What? That's it? We just don't know?
We just don't know.
And those kids, them teens still
they
ain't
won't talk. And they're, you know, adults now.
Wow.
I don't get it. You know what I like to believe?
What?
There were actually demons, and she had proof, and they saw something horrifying, and they're like, yes, we'll do this. That's my theory.
So they had demons in them?
Mm-hmm.
And so she got the demons out?
Uh-huh.
And then they don't want to talk about it because they didn't want to admit to having demons?
Yeah.
What are the odds that all the demons would be in her class?
You know. That's how they choose the schedule.
Wow.
I just thought this was crazy.
That's crazy.
The fact that none of them are like, yeah, that was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
None of them.
Wow.
It's wild.
Wow. The burns on the hands.
Yeah.
That gets me.
Very lucky that the one kid told his friend.
That wasn't involved, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Makes me grateful for all my teachers.
Yeah, that's true.
None of them cut me up and burned me.
That's true. I mean, I have one teacher that I obviously still talk to this day. So I can say, like, out of all the teachers I've ever had,
uh-huh.
like, I would probably follow her into some weird little path.
Yeah.
But nothing like that.
Yeah, she takes out a key that's lit on fire. I'm leaving.
Gosh, I never did it, but do you remember whenever the boys in our school, the dumb boys we knew, they would take like Axe body spray and spray it into the carpet and then light it?
I did it once.
You did it?
I did. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute, someone has to deal with this.
Yeah.
It was fun.
They would always do like penises.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. What is it with boys drawing penises?
They love them. They love them so much.
When did they want to draw like boobs or something?
They've never seen them at that age, so.
Yeah, but they're it's like circles.
I don't know.
They're drawing circles anyway whenever they draw the balls.
It's true. Boys are so weird. I'm glad you're having a girl.
They're so weird. They're just obsessed with penises and fart jokes.
It's true.
Yeah. They're so nasty.
They really are.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty glad I'm having a girl, but if I have another kid and have a boy, I think that'd be okay.
Yeah, as long as there's one girl.
Yeah.
To keep things together.
Yeah. That'd be cool if I had two girls.
Aww.
Then they'd be in my life forever.
And then 11 years later, you have a boy?
No. Oh. 11 would be like 41. Or 11 years from my second child, I'd be 40-something. I don't even know if you can do that at that age.
You can. It's just harder.
You just can't leave the bed.
Yeah. You have to get pushed around in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good. All right. Well, thank you. That was a great story.
Yeah.
Never heard
excellent.
Of that one. Where did you come across that?
I knew of a different story, and okay. I was looking for that one, and I couldn't find it, and I found that one instead.
And you were just like, holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, this is wild.
Was the other story wilder?
I can't remember the details. I think I saw it on Unsolved Mysteries. It was something about a teacher who was, like, presenting satanic stuff to her class.
Mm-hmm.
So it was less wild.
Okay. Yeah, that was crazy. All right. Well, follow us on social media. Happy October. I hope you guys watch some scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few scary movies coming out in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
This October.
Some of them look terrifying.
Some of them look, like, too terrifying.
Uh-huh.
But some of them look real good.
Yeah.
So.
Go see Nope.
Yes. If you haven't seen it by now, it's probably streaming on HBO.
Yeah. Please watch it.
It's so good. It's
really good. I'm still thinking about it.
Me too.
Loved it.
My parents went and saw it this week.
Really?
Yeah. So it was pretty weird.
Really? They didn't say it was the most amazing thing they've ever seen.
So good.
It was really good.
So good. Gosh. Ugh. Yeah. Maybe I'll just watch that 13 times.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I'm gonna pick 13 movies. I'll share them on our Instagram, which movies I picked.
Okay.
Because I need to curate the perfect
list.
Because I think 13 is probably all I'll have time for.
Yeah.
But I also need to look up what scary movies are coming out in October.
You're gonna end up watching like Paw Patrol Halloween.
Well, she'll only be like 2 months.
And she loves Paw Patrol. She told me.
I don't think she can even see the TV at that point.
It's true.
They can only see like 8 inches in front of them.
Aww.
She'll like really love to watch up inside of my nostrils and my double chin as I laugh.
So cute.
That'll be her favorite look.
Aww.
All right. Well, awesome. Let's see what's next. Oh, next Friday will be part two of a special 3-part episode.
Awesome.
Series. So we'll see you guys then.
Goodbye.
Bye.